Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Post Game Live here on YouTube. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for tuning in here on Saturday evening. It's been a long day of college football. I would say hope you enjoyed it, but I'm going to guess you haven't. So, Mississippi State falls to Tennessee. 33-14 is the final score. One of the things, we are brought to you by the good folks over at Paul Davis Restoration, Golden Triangle. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at just restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Give them a call at 662-769-7285 and let them bring your property back to life. I said on Sports Talk Mississippi this week that for State to go to this game and have a chance to win, it was going to require Michael Van Buren. I got Hubbard on the brain. Michael Van Buren to have the best game he's had at Mississippi State. He's going to be better than he was against Georgia. I'm going to stand by that tonight, because if he had done that, I think State had a real opportunity to win. 179 yards rushing. Devon Booth, finally, 20 carries, 125 yards and a score. Johnny Daniels, 10 carries, 63 yards and a score. But nothing in the passing game tonight. Instead, Van Buren had his worst game. 10 for 26, 92 yards, threw a pick, no scores, and was basically running for his life all night. Something that we talked about, and we knew that was going to be the case because Tennessee's defensive line was so good, so incredibly good. And Tennessee showed you why. I mean, if from what we saw today, don't we have to think Tennessee's going to be able, if Nico is healthy. I can't pronounce his last name, and that's just the way it's going to have to be. But if he's healthy, don't you think they can go to Athens and win after what we saw today? So I think that that's a real possibility. Tennessee's defense is outstanding, but even then, State's success in the running game tonight. I wish this was Game 3 instead of Game 10, because if State had played like this in Game 3. I would be telling you that, okay, wow, they look pretty good. They, they're starting to get some things going. I like it, but it is what it is. Some of you guys are complaining about getting the opening kickoff on purpose. Winners want the ball. Take the ball and try to score. What difference does it make? Either you get the ball first, or you get the ball first in the second half. Who cares? Take the ball. I'm all about winners want the ball. Of all the things to get mad about in this season, the fact that State likes to take the ball is the last thing that bothers me. I mean, if anything, they need to be up 7-0. They've got to get the score. Who cares when they get the ball? Jeez Louise, guys. There's so much to actually complain about. This is what we're going to pick. This is the hill we want to die on today. Come on, guys. Let's be better than that. McDuff, I see you're in here. I've got to have won the pick'em, right? I had the best tiebreaker. That's got to be me. That's got to be my money this week. It better be. We give up a ton of points. Who cares? They give up a ton of points regardless. Do you really think that the defense would be better if they were getting the – it's the same. It's the same. Who cares? There's so many other things to be mad about. We're going to worry about when State gets the ball. Jeez. This is the thing that kills me about State's defense, is that we can legitimately say, hey, they played better tonight, and they still gave up 33 points and 452 yards. And Tennessee did not really have to throw the ball in the second half once Nico went down. They just ran it, 57 carries, 240 yards. Sampson, great night for him, 30 carries, 149 yards. He's at 20 touchdowns now for the season. just first off, he's a really good running back. And Tennessee's to be able to go and to win the game like that once your starting quarterback goes down and just continue to run the football and be effective, they played well. They played well. And for State, first off, I mean, I'm not going to play the moral victory card or anything like that, but they played better than I thought they would, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, I really thought Tennessee would easily crack 40 points in this one. Rob Hadaway reporting in live from the streets of Knoxville, where apparently a lot of UT fans had money on the game, and this delights me. I bet some money did change hands in this one, so no question about that. At this point in the season, guys, the team just it just is what it is. It just, you know, we're here, we're getting upset about these things, and it just is what it is. And I understand, I get that you're mad. I understand why you're mad, and what's happening elsewhere. If you're living outside the maroon bubble, I understand. I understand why today hurt. Believe me, I get it. But at this point in the season, when you turn on the television, when you walk in the stadium to watch Mississippi State, you kind of know what you're getting at this point. And maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just dead inside. I don't know. But I just don't have any anger at this point to give Mississippi State. I don't have any, you know, I can't be bothered at this point after all that we've seen this season to just sit here and be fired up that they gave the game away tonight. And I'm not saying they gave the game away is not accurate, right? Tennessee played better than State. It's not like there were things State could have done. It may have been different. That being said, State did not help themselves with penalties. How many penalty yards tonight? Is this one? Yeah, 9 for 85, including some key ones there in the second half. Their inability to protect Michael Van Buren, not good. How many sacks tonight? 4 for Tennessee. But at the same time, you know, the running game was surprisingly good. I mean, that Booth with 125 yards is nice. That's good. I can live with that. So it just is what it is. Yeah. 0 sacks for State. I mean, again, that's, you know, it's just not surprising. It's just not, you know, I don't expect to get sacks when I see Mississippi State play. I thought they got some pressure tonight. They forced a couple of early throws. I thought they got a couple of – they had some tackles for loss, right? Tackles for loss. State had 3. Now, they gave away 9. Not great. I just can't find the energy at this point in the season to get so riled up about this. Now, I will tell you, and you guys, if you've been listening to me do podcasts going back to whenever, you know that after the Egg Bowl, I'm going to be a little touchy because it's the Egg Bowl, and there's just no getting around the raw emotion of that game. It's just not. But this game tonight, I'm just like, eh. You know, I turned on the TV expecting State to lose by more than they did. They still lost. They were never in the game. What am I upset about? It played out exactly the way that I thought it would. Jimmy Johnson, Lane's going to hang as much as possible on Levy in the Egg Bowl. That is true. He will attempt to do that. But and look, everything I'm about to say, I don't want any Ole Miss fans that are in here, and I know you are. And you just keep it down. Just keep it down if you're in here. What I'm about to say, I don't want them to take Ole Miss kick Georgia's ass today. You know, there's no getting around that fact. They beat them down like a dog. But They scored 28 points, forcing all those turnovers. Ole Miss offensively has just not been great in SEC play. So while you're correct that if he has the opportunity to do it, he will, that's not necessarily to say that the opportunity will be there. Tonight, Heupel's offense has not been great in SEC play, and they only scored 33 points. There's a world that exists where State just goes up there and Ole Miss's defense just is relentless and sacks Van Buren like 7, 8, 9 times, sort of like the 2008 game. And it could be 45-0, but it could also be something like 28-10 like it was today. So it just is what it is in that game. That's what this season is. And that's why, you know, we go back to the beginning of the year. What did I tell you? I said, stay in the bubble. Stay in the maroon and white bubble. It's scary out there. And today was a fine example of what I'm talking about there. It's scary out there. Because Ole Miss is going to the college football playoff. You look at Alabama. What's the score of that game now? Let's see here. 42-6. And Bama's about to score again? Oh, my Lord. I have a theory on why LSU is getting beat down like this. It's my friend Matt Moscona. He spent all offseason trolling Alabama every time something bad happened to them. This had to happen for them. Bama is going to be in the playoff. Heath Johnson, you're correct. If Alabama does not lose again, they will be in the playoff. Right now, your SEC playoff teams, Mizzou scored. God. I need Oklahoma to win that. Your SEC playoff teams, if you made me pick how I think things are going to go, Texas will get in for sure. Alabama will get in. Their next three are Mercer, Oklahoma, and Auburn. They'll win all three of those. They'll go 10-2. They'll get in. I think Tennessee is going to beat Georgia next week. If Nico is healthy, I think Tennessee will win. They'll be 11-1. They'll get in, which is what I predicted them, and they called me crazy. So if Texas is where I'm going there, then Texas would beat Texas A&M. They'd have three losses. They're out. Georgia will have three losses. They're out. That's Ole Miss in. I mean, they're in at that point. No question. Ole Miss would definitely be in at that point. End of story. What if Ole Miss wins the national championship? Well, if nothing else, buddy, I'm going to win $800 on that one because I put $50 on them to do it. I took out the emotional insurance and go from there. So Ole Miss would not make it to Atlanta in that scenario I just described. It would be Texas versus Tennessee, UT versus UT in the SEC championship game. Paul White is here. He says, as a UT fan for life, Mississippi State is good. You need a few pieces, and you guys will be hard to beat. We appreciate the comments. Is good is a real stretch, Paul. They got some pieces. I'll give you that. So – Stonka moved to defense. I think Stonka should move to defense. I said it last week in the things that are true. I definitely think that should happen. I mean, especially since State has some quality receivers. No, not that Paul White, Rob. I mean, State, you look at next year and you've got Coleman should be back. Craver, J.J. Harrell and San Francisco McGee and Ricky Johnson are still there. And you'll bring in a couple of guys in this recruiting class. Not the guy you wanted, but guys nonetheless. Stonka's future to me is on that side of the ball, but you know, it's going to be up to him to make that decision. I just look at this game and I look at the stats and I'm just like, man, what kills me? I don't know. We talked about prior to the season that in this offense, there's always one. McDuff, the tiebreaker was Ole Miss LSU, right? Yeah. I'm sorry. Ole Miss LSU. Ole Miss Georgia. That tiebreaker's already done, buddy. I won that. Anyway, we said prior to the season, hey, every time this offense, there's always one receiver that's just every week he's consistent and he has the big year. It's crazy how that works. Kevin Coleman... Everybody else had one catch tonight. Coleman, 5 for 68. He's second in the SEC in receptions this year. He might be first now. I don't know who first is, especially with Trey Harris missing so many games. It's crazy that Kevin Coleman, you can just pencil it. You can sharpie him in, basically, for five catches after this. Stonka gone after this year. No. It's just so annoying. It's so annoying. Or he's gone. Why would he be gone? He's not gone. Just stop. If you want to, again, this is one of those things that bothers me. Definitely an Ole Miss fan. Just his team wins a huge game, and this is what he's doing with his free time. Caleb Cunningham predicted the flip to Ole Miss. Yeah, no surprise. I called that like a month ago. On Mizzou, did they win? Please tell me they didn't win. Did they win? I don't know if they won yet. We'll see. Let's go over the SEC scoreboard. And that's brought to you by our friends over at Lazy Guys. Tomorrow, if you're watching the NFL, if you want lunch delivered in Starkville or Columbus, ditch DoorDash, unload Uber Eats. Go local with Lazy Guys. Use their promo code MSUNIL. You'll save $3 on your order, and you'll make a $1 donation to the Bulldog Initiative. Download the Lazy Guys app or go to www.lazyguys.com. If you don't want to leave the couch during the game, you don't feel like fighting the crowds at the store, if you're picking up groceries for dinner or you're just getting dinner delivered itself, make sure you go local and support the Bulldog Initiative with Lazy Guys. All right, so I had to read the ad. Let's come back here. Did Mizzou win? 30 seconds. Mizzou is up. What? What a crazy game. This game was, I don't know. The game was 10-9, like 5 minutes of real time ago, and there have been like 30 points since then. Oh, well. I'm in the library in Oxford wearing AirPods listening to this. I'm trying to figure out who could be a bigger loser than somebody sitting in a bar listening in Oxford as an Ole Miss fan listening to this right now. Buddy, I appreciate the click, but holy cow, go meet a woman. I mean, I don't want you to tell you. If Caleb Cunningham indeed flips the Ole Miss gut punch, go ahead and punch yourself in the gut, buddy. That's happening. Just let it go. He was never going to come here once he saw the train wreck that this program was this year. State's only chance to get a player like him was to be really good this year, to be in a bowl game. They're not. Guys in the library wearing AirPods. Listen to this. Come on, man. Get out of here. Go buy a drink for a young lady. Sitting there wasting your time listening to me. It's available on YouTube. You can always come back. Goodness gracious. Do we get a portal quarterback that wants to be behind? Oh, I was going to do an SEC scoreboard. My bad. Let's just do that real quick. As we sit here right now, and this is as updated as I've got it, let's do the finals. Texas over Florida, 49-17. Good call, Billy Napier. South Carolina beating Vanderbilt was very surprising to me. Very surprising the way they beat them. 28-7. They dominated them from start to finish. We all know about Ole Miss. 28-10. Absolutely killed Georgia today. The only other final right now is Tennessee over State. Alabama, 42-6 over LSU. Goodness. Oklahoma down 30-23, 30 seconds left in that one. I did get back into the pick 'em with Robbie Falk today. I did get back into the pick 'em with him. I picked Ole Miss and I picked Alabama. I wanted to pick Alabama. I picked Ole Miss against my will, but it worked out. State fans not great with the stages of grief, despite lots of experience. Rob, you're not wrong. It's crazy. Anyway, I can't believe Mizzou as Oklahoma blew this. That makes me mad. I wanted them to win that. I wanted to have a chance to win this. To win the pick'em this week. Oh well, McDuff, McDuff's killing it this year. If y'all follow McDuff on Twitter, you need to follow him for picks. Guy won, you would have won you some money. Brandon Walker has single-handedly turned the rest of Barstool into MSU haters and Ole Miss lovers. Here's what I'm going to say about that, because I saw all that. He's got to leave Barstool. Yeah, you can't go on like that. I'll just tell you this. I love Super Talk. I love my job, right? If they said we're going to do a show in the Grove and we're going to make the focus of the show dunking on you, hey, Dad, for 3 hours. And then at the end of it, we're going to present a check to the Grove Collective from Super Talk for 40 grand, that would be my last day at Super Talk. I would not go on like that. I can't deal with that. I could not. So yeah, Brandon, I mean, when his contract is up, he's gonna have to find another spot. I'm sure he can find one. He'd be a hot commodity. People will follow him, but goodness. Like, I could not go on like that if I was Brandon. I don't know how he does it. I don't know. I mean, I know. I take it back. I do know how he does it because the money's good for him. I know that, but I will not support. And it's not like it matters, right? To me, it doesn't matter to Barstool. But I'm not, and I love Brandon, one of my best friends. But I'm not going to listen to any more Barstool podcasts. I will not consume any more Barstool content. I'm done with that. I will not. I will not do that. So, that's just for me. I can't. When I saw what Portnoy was tweeting today, and I'm like, I'm out. So doesn't mean anything to them. That's not like I don't make them any money, but I will at least be. And I know Super Talk. Yeah, you're saying it's pro Ole Miss. I'm sure that the people who own Super Talk donate to the Grove Collective. That's fine. That's their money. They can do what they want with it. If the Super Talk company were to do that, I would have an issue with that. Because we're supposed to represent the state, so I don't think that would ever be a problem. Though I'm not worried about that happening, but I promise you that would be it. I'd be like, I can't do that. So I don't worry. But so no, I don't worry about it because I know it's not going to happen. We are actually going to have a. I'm just worried we're going to become the Auburn of Bama or Auburn. Auburn won a national title 12 years ago. They won the SEC West what 5 years ago, 6 years ago. It'd be okay to be Auburn. Current Auburn. Well, current Auburn got bad leadership, bad coach. Come on, guys. Think. Let's use our brains. Y'all have let. First, I don't know why this game has set y'all off so bad. I really feel like that y'all are like this game has really upset y'all. What did you expect? I know if you listen to any programming I did, I never gave a glimmer of hope. I don't know what's going on. For state, next week with the Missouri game, and I said, is that game gone final yet? Yeah, apparently it has. So, for state next week, if Brady Cook doesn't play, that's 2 weeks from now. So, who does Mizzou have next week? Let me take a look here. Ooh, they're at South Carolina. That's tough. If Cook doesn't play against Mississippi State, then you have a chance to win that game. You absolutely do. I know we're having some weird shenanigans here at the end of this one, but State would absolutely have a chance to win that game. State having the bye this next week, get some guys a little more healthy, and I think you have I would not pick State to win. And they will most definitely be a double-digit underdog against Missouri. Even if Pine is known to be the starting quarterback at that point, it doesn't matter. They will be a 13.5 to 17.5 point underdog. I don't have any question about that. But there's a path there for State in that game. The Egg Bowl, no. It would be a minor miracle. Now, I would tell you that there would be nothing more Egg Bowl than for Ole Miss to beat Florida, to be ready to take their place in the college football playoff and for State to win. That would be the most Egg Bowl thing to happen. It just seems unlikely. Somebody asked up here, where is it? JC, how many years does it take to recover in your opinion? They should be back in a bowl game next year. They absolutely should because you have the transfer portal. They should be able to go out and get the players that they need. They're going to have to they make a change on the defensive side of the ball, but you should be able – to go out and get the players that you want and need. And if you can't, if Levy can't get into a bowl game next year, we are within our rights to question, is he the right guy for the job? No question about it. No question about it. You should be able to get to 6-6 next year. This is no question about it. You're going to have four non-conference games that you feel. You get Arizona State at home, USM, I forget who the other two are, but you should be able to win those games. You got to go to Arkansas, but what is Arkansas going to be? You get Florida again with Napier. That's a winnable game right off the bat there. And then we'll just see the rest of the way. You know, we'll just have to see. Over under 25 point underdog for the Egg Bowl. 25? I mean, I could easily see it be like 24 and a half, something like that. So I will. It depends on what happens in the next week. If like Florida goes to, or if Ole Miss goes to Florida and just murders them, and then State loses badly to Missouri, it could be like 27 and a half. If you made me say today, I would say it's under, but it's just under. It might be 24 and a half, something like that. People are saying they take 6 and 6 all day. And that's what kind of hurts is that, you know, 6 and 6 would be a huge improvement. And that, you're right. It would be a great step forward next year. You were kind of hoping that was going to be this year, and it just did not pan out that way. How bad is it if Lebby has no signature win his first year from a fan excitement perspective in the offseason? At this point, I mean, unless it's the Egg Bowl, how much fan excitement are we really talking about here? I mean, if he beats Missouri, are we really rallying the troops like, oh, we got the right guy? No, I don't think so. It doesn't matter at this point. There's no difference between 3 and 9 and 2 and 10 at this point for me. So, anything else? I got to be up early tomorrow. Anything else, guys? Some of these questions are just purely rhetorical. You're not wrong, but I'm answering them anyway. Let's do an impact player of the game that's brought to you by our friends over again at Paul Davis Restoration, Golden Triangle. When you have a disaster, you need an impact player to come in and make things right. Paul Davis Restoration can do that for you. Our impact player has got to be Devon Booth, right? 20 carries, 125 yards, and a score. State is starting to figure some things out on the running game. And, you know, it's a little too late, but it's good to see that, you know, some of the things that we thought about this offense back in June and July, we're finally starting to see them a little bit. Unfortunately, it is what it is, right? So we'll get to it. Guys, if you're on the coast, please come and join. If you're on the coast and you just can't get enough terrible football, please join me tomorrow at Boomtown Biloxi. I will be at the casino. We'll be watching Saints Falcons. $20, all you can eat with wings, sliders, hot dogs, and then all you can drink cold canned beer. Guys, I mean, if you need to drink your troubles away, come do it with me at Boomtown Biloxi tomorrow. I hope to see you there. Until then, so we'll have Thunder and Lightning tomorrow night. Will be a little late because I got to get back from the coast. But Robbie and I will have that podcast up as soon as possible. And then we have the whole week. Also, next week is the bye week. So we bring back the second version of the bye week blitz. I have my interviews already scheduled with Coach Chris Lemonis. Coach Samantha Ricketts will talk baseball and softball next week. Should be some good stuff. Going to also try to get somebody to talk a little college soccer with us as well because Mississippi State in the NCAA tournament. Should be fun. You only go to the coast after road game 7 hours. I didn't go to Tennessee, though. I'm here. So I'm good. It'll be all right. It'll work. So, all right, guys. Have a good rest of your evening. Have a great Sunday, and I'll be with you next week. Talk to you then. This has been Post Game Live, Thunder and Lightning here on Super Bowl.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.